this is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I want to share a poem and some words with you today. I've been noticing different things coming across the cyberspace in my email and online about the upcoming International Day of Happiness. And it's got me thinking a lot about the culture of happiness. And one of the things that, you know, if you follow along with me, you know, I was just writing recently about that two-sided coin of sadness and celebration, and how for me, there's these two are always intertwined, the light and the dark, and that sometimes I think there's a lot of pressure to be happy. And when I see days like International Day of Happiness, for me, what it called forth was wanting to connect with people who may not be feeling happy at the moment. And, you know, what do we do? You know, what it feels sometimes like all the world's encouraging us, like, cheer up, smile, you know, think positively. And believe me, you know, I'm all for, you know, having a positive outlook and, you know, and looking for things in life that do make me feel joyful and happy and grounded and present. And at the same time, I really want to just create some space to honor wherever we are, because of course, being human is, there's a whole range of emotions, and it just felt especially necessary to just speak to, you know, that other place that we can be in, which maybe is that, like, questioning of, you know, happy? How do I get there from here? And always for me, the very first thing to do is to just be here, to just totally accept where I am. And I think maybe that's the hardest step of all, because like I said, not only is there a lot of external, you know, encouragement to be in a different space if it's something that might be uncomfortable for others to be around, or, you know, something that's perceived as not happy, there can be that external pressure, but also, again, this is my experience, a lot of internal pressure to get out of whatever I'm feeling and get into something else. And so I guess I just wanted to start there. I wanted to start with wherever you are is absolutely fine. And the funny thing is, the ironic thing for me is that anytime I've been able to take a deep breath and to just say, you know what, honey, it's absolutely okay that you're feeling this way. As soon as I do that, as soon as I make that movement, there's a joy. And it's, you know, it's a different kind of flavor of joy than happy, 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 you know, jumping up and down balloon kind of joy. It's not that, but there's a joy in aligning with myself and siding with myself. And I think there's a spaciousness that happens, that gets created. And in that spaciousness, there's a feeling of freedom and a kind of quiet, warm joy. And I'm thinking right now of a time that I did that, where I was able to just sort of say, you know what, sweet pea, this is just fine. You know, today you don't have to interact with anyone on the outside world if you don't want to. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to make yourself feel better. You know, let's just take care of you. And I remember clearly, I took a hot bath. I let myself, like, wrap this really cozy, warm blanket around me. And I let myself read a book that I wanted, a fiction book. It wasn't like I was striving to get anywhere or be anything other than I was. And there was such joy in that. There was just such joy in that. And it was ironic, you know, because the whole point was just saying, I'm just going to just let myself be where I am. And it opened up the space for me to feel cared for, I think, and loved. So I just think that that's always the first place. And I'm going to read you a poem that I think answers like maybe what I think is maybe a small second step sometimes that can really serve us and support us. I love this poem. It's called Coconut by Paul Hastovsky. Coconut. Bear with me. I want to tell you something about happiness. It's hard to get at. But the thing is, I wasn't looking. I was looking somewhere else when my son found it in the fruit section and came running, holding it out in his small hands, asking me what it was and could we keep it? Only cost 99 cents, hairy and brown, hard as a rock, and something swishing around inside. And what on earth and where on earth? And this was happiness. This little ball of interest beating inside his chest. This interestedness beaming out from his face, pleading happiness. And because I wasn't happy, I said to put it back because I didn't want it, because we didn't need it. And because he was happy, he started to cry right there in aisle 5. So when we got home, we put it in the middle of the kitchen table and sat on either side of it and began to consider how to get inside of it. What you need to know about this poem that you can't tell from me reading it is that there's no punctuation. And I love that piece because there's many different ways actually to read it. And I just, you know, arbitrarily chose one way today, but because there's no punctuation, some of the meaning can change. You know, for instance, there's this one part, here where it says, and because I wasn't happy, I said to put it back because I didn't want it, because we didn't need it, and because he was happy. So it could be, you know, I told him to put it back because he was happy. And, you know, for me, where I went to with that is that projection. Sometimes it's really hard when I'm not happy and someone else is, that it's like, I don't want them to have that happiness. I know that sounds, you know, awful, but I just think that's part of human nature. Sometimes it's hard. But you could also read it, you know, because I didn't want it, because we didn't need it, period, you know, and because he was happy, he started to cry right there in aisle 5. Like, I read that part as, you know, here he was so full of happiness and excitedness and enthusiasm, and somebody wasn't receiving that, and so he started to cry. So anyways, that's just an aside I love about this poem, but to me, when I said that I thought that there was kind of like a step two in here, first of all, to accept, you know, where we are, and then, you know, I think that this child in this poem knows everything about, you know, how to take care of ourselves, which is to let ourselves be moved by things, to open our eyes and pay attention to what interests us and what calls to us. And for him, you know, that this hairy, brown, hard as a rock thing that he didn't even know what it was, it brought him some life. It brought him some vitality. And he paid attention. And I just think, I know this sounds kind of really simple, but how often do we not allow ourselves to move toward things that sort of sparkle for us or have that little bit of a gleam? And it's different for all of us. But, you know, how often do we deny ourselves even that presence of mind to even know that there's something that's sort of quivering a little and sort of magnetizing us toward it? And for me, again, when I'm going through a really hard time, if I let myself move toward something that calls to me, even if it doesn't make any sense or it's kind of ridiculous, I notice that it's like it's an instant, you know, rush of energy. Even if it's just a tiny little rush, it's energy, it's vitality, it's life force. And that's the complete opposite of depression. So there's where is that? It's a Mary Oliver poem. And I forget exactly which poem it is, but she said, you know, let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And that's, I think, the second step. So it's International Day of Happiness, and may we allow ourselves to be wherever we are, you know, on the whole spectrum of sadness and happiness, grief, loss, excitement, exuberance, confusion, anxiety, like wherever we are, just to allow ourselves to let our celebration of the Day of Happiness be celebrating the fact that we're human and that we're allowing ourselves to have these very human feelings. And as a special gift to ourselves on, you know, the Day of International Happiness, to really pay attention to something that calls to us. You know, really listen closely, watch closely, and let yourself have whatever joy seems to be calling to you. All right, take good care. Bye-bye.